us occupy our minds with important things, like whether or not Gwyneth Paltrow had an affair. Sounds like that might make the headlines at some point today, depending on what you're listening to or watching or reading. And the mm-hmm comes from Jennifer Horn, who loves that sort of thing. So let's have, see, Kenny doesn't have the same kind of mm-hmm. Kenny, you want to give us your mm-hmm? Very matter of fact.
All of that. Wow. Enthusiasm. Look at that.
The boys and girls are here together so that we may bring to you a discussion of important sexy issues. 888-302-3684. You may share your enthusiasm.
Am I old enough to be here?
Yes, you are. Okay. Yes. Right. Exactly. When I say sexy issues, the World Series is a
That's not very sexy. The Dodgers lost.
It is. Well, I know that. So now it's the Red Sox versus the Cardinals. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. What do you think about the teams and who do you want to win? Red Sox A? Yes. St. Louis Cardinals B? No. I just hope it's a good series. Yeah, that'd be good. That's C. And D, I don't care. The poll, which lots of people take at DougStephan.com every day. It's Monday, the 21st of October. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan are here. You did a nice job on Friday. You took care of everything. I was not able to continue the conversation.
Yeah, that's right. You were gone. We had a great time on Friday.
Oh, we had a great time. You were gone.
We have a great time when you're here, too, I'm just saying. It was fine. We were really good.
All right, so the issue,
and you had a nice time with your friends over in
yes, I had a very good time with my friends from Heidelberg and new friends at Juniata, which is a great college in central Pennsylvania, not far from. Every time I drove by, back and forth, up and down the road a couple of times, I had to go through State College, Pennsylvania, where we are heard every day, and move down. Those of you who are in that part of the state, you know exactly where I was, in a little town called Huntingdon. The town is actually smaller than Tiffin, which is where I went to school and had been associated with Heidelberg for a long time. I think there are 30-some-odd thousand in Tiffin and the environs. Those of you who are listening on WTTF, correct me if I'm wrong, at 888-302-DOUG. Those of you who are in State College, Pennsylvania, listening to this program, give me the numbers. But my information was that that community where Juniata is, Huntingdon, D-O-N, is about 7,000, 8,000 people. Nice little town, great farming area. You know how I love to drive around areas where there are great farms, and there are some great, great farms there. And then I went up, I left Saturday morning after I did the radio program, wished Jim, well, Jim Troha, the new president of Juniata, and drove up into the hills so that I could go to a farm equipment dealer's salvage yard. And I walked through the salvage yard until it started to rain, getting little things
for this
piece of equipment, that piece of equipment, and came back with a truckload full of things that will help us on the farm. And so that's how I spent my Saturday. And Sunday, it was farming as usual. So how did you spend your weekend, Kenny?
I'm trying to remember it. It flew by so quickly.
Well, you're probably worried about the shutdown, right? And the after effects of the shutdown? Most people
I had a cold compress on my head for a little while about that. My son is in college, and he had one of those college colds that bounces around the dorm.
Oh,
so
we
got him Friday and brought him home for some TLC this weekend.
Right, yeah, at least you took good care of him. All right, so Jen, what did you? You must have gone to a concert. You didn't go to the baseball game because if you had, the Dodgers would have won.
No, it was actually a really relaxed weekend.
Really?
I mean, Friday was my busiest night. I had dinner with a great new friend of mine from my last little radio gig.
Oh, good.
At Buca di Beppo on Ventura Boulevard.
Oh,
and then I went and met up with a friend of mine, actually another old radio friend of mine, at her house for drinks. We hadn't seen each other in 3 years.
Really?
And she has a little girl, so I got to meet her baby, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And then I took my mom. My mom's going to be gone for her birthday next week, so I took her for a massage on Saturday morning, and then that was about it. I kind of stayed home and did a lot of yard work, and you would have been proud of me.
I
was cleaning spider webs.
Oh, let's hear it for the spider webs.
Ooh, and then doing some laundry, so yeah, it was a good weekend.
My son's birthday was yesterday.
That's right. He's
working,
an October baby.
He is. He was working. Well, today's the last day of the Libran month. Tomorrow will be the first day of the Scorpio
month. My mom
month.
Is a Scorpio. Your right? son is a Libra.
Libra, yeah. And so he apparently has found a new old friend. I find it really interesting, and maybe because my focus is on college again, I was thinking about Heidelberg a lot this weekend and this new school where Jim Troja has gone. Jim was the former vice president at Heidelberg, and you hear me always or a lot, maybe less lately because I'm not on the board anymore, so I don't really know a lot of the ins and outs of what's going on there. But it's just kind of rewarding to see people work their way up on the scale mm-hmm. and become a part of a system. I said to Jimmy, don't blank it up.
Oh.
And we laughed about that. He'll be fine. It's a great school. They loved the whole thing. It was very nice, very emotional, very touching. And that's the kind of thing that you want people to be real in the circumstances. So many people, when they get into situations where they're in front of a crowd, aren't real. You got to be yourself. You got to do your thing. And that's really what brings us back around to the criticism of the shutdown and the politicians and all the things that we've been arguing about or talking about. I haven't been arguing about them, but I've made some pretty poignant statements over the past couple of weeks, as have many of you, about the shutdown and the fact that actually nothing was solved. Not a thing. You move the can, what do they call it, kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, if we're going to do it all over again in December.
Right, and a lot of people are focused on the selfish motives, the goals, the fact that there are so many people involved in this thing, and the fact that Americans seem to want to blame everybody but themselves. I enthusiastically blame you. I don't like the blame period, actually, because it doesn't fix the problem. But if you really want to know what the problem is, look at the audience. Look at you. Look. Well, maybe you can't because it's radio. But you can go to the mirror and look at yourself. The moderate views represented by most Americans were not even close to being represented again. I said in the last hour, what was it, Kenny, by the time this was all done, the approval rating in Congress was 4% or 6% or something like that. Polls by NBC and Esquire magazine conclude that most of you are social and political centrists, in sharp contrast to the clashes of extremes that you are reading about in the news media, that
so
you are
you
hearing
that,
about on the Internet, and that is reality in Congress. What'd you say?
So when you say that, when you say that it's you who is responsible.
Yep.
Who, then how do you fix it? Other than an election, because we know that's coming up, and I do think that there's going to be a big turnover in our next election.
I hope
that's
so.
My prediction.
Yep.
But what do you think? I mean, aside from that, what else can you do? Because I feel like we have never been at the mercy of our government more because we've allowed it to get so big. So now what do we do?
All right. So let me address that in a moment. I want to talk about how the government, and I want to make sure that you tell me if I'm going in areas that you guys talked about on Friday, because I don't want to repeat anything, but I know that there are some really consequential realities here when it comes to how you were affected by this and the nonsense that connects us to the nonsense, if you understand what I'm saying. And if I don't make myself clear, I will momentarily, quarter after the hour. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and you're worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels in your body, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain your healthy blood pressure level and do a lot of other good things that opening up your arteries does, getting blood everywhere in your system safely and naturally. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's dysfunction work by using nitric oxide. Let's try to just zoom in on Heart Factors Plus and how wonderfully well it has worked for thousands of men and women who've been worried about their blood pressure. Call right now. Try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free. Call today. Get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. You're dialing 800-577-8560, right? 800-577-8560. You pay a small shipping fee along with all of this, and the fact that it has a 90-day money-back guarantee attached to it, you don't have anything to lose except high blood pressure. Even if you don't have it, make sure you don't get it. That's what Heart Factors Plus is all about, keeping your blood levels wonderfully strong. 800-577-8560. Make other parts of your body function strong, too, if you get my drift. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above, check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I didn't say I didn't like it. It's 19 after the hour. We're talking behind the scenes about what's good for you.
Bacon. Like, is, we just
how did we? Didn't we talk about that once? One day last week, it seems to me. Or was that was Dr. Ken? I was talking about bacon. Oh, you know what? Yes, actually, I have some information here that I'll pass along to you from the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Hmm. The study about bacon and how it can harm men's fertility. So those of you who are interested in having strong sperm...
Okay, this is such an irresponsible story.
How do you figure that?
Because now you've spread that message out, you're going to have all these dopey men just packing in the bacon just so that they don't have babies.
Oh, that's
birth control.
They're like, really? We don't have to worry, honey. I just ate a pound of bacon. You have
right.
Now
I don't need to use that condom.
Population
yeah.
Boom.
Right, exactly. Yes. Nothing's going to happen with this. All right, maybe that's something we should hold into account, Jennifer. All right, one of the important stories of the weekend. Bacon.
Don't worry, baby. You want some?
Bacon can harm your sperm. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
As we are into the Halloween season,
why not the things you do.
Revive some of the great memories of Halloween's past. This goes back to when I was a kid, screaming Jay Hawkins, I put a spell on you. Now, this is the studio version of the song that radio stations still play today. But we have a video of the day today at DougStephan.com, a rare recording from the Merv Griffin Show. This goes back to 1966, the year this song was introduced. And Mr. Hawkins, screaming Jay to his friends, made his television debut on the Merv Griffin Show, performing his hit, I Put a Spell on You. So if you watch it carefully, you'll notice a couple of times when Hawkins cracks himself up during the performance. Let's see how the performance on Merv Griffin deviates from the version that we just heard a piece of. Jay Hawkins, screaming Jay Hawkins, and I Put a Spell on You. You got to see this, but here's some of the audio from the TV clip that we have at Video of the Day at DougStephan.com.
The young man I was talking about has a great blues style, plus one of the wildest singing gimmicks I've ever heard. And it may not scare you, but I guarantee you, when he's performing, you won't be going to the refrigerator. Welcome on his debut with us to sing I Put a Spell on You, screaming Jay Hawkins.
I like that.
I'm not even watching this and I'm laughing. Jennifer, is the end of the recording. I don't know. I haven't watched the video, but The end of the recording where he does his thing is just hysterical, actually. So,
theatrics in this.
Yeah, lots of theatrics. Video of the day, check it out. Screaming Jay Hawkins on DougStephan.com. All right, the ladies on The View have talked about this study that shows men who eat bacon have lower sperm counts. Here's the excerpt of that discussion.
A new study has found that a man's sperm quality is significantly lower if he eats as little as a half a portion of bacon a day.
If somebody was eating bacon every day, there might be some other health issues that could possibly
be. If you're an old man, it really doesn't matter because you're taking your sperm to Florida anyway. So it ain't, you ain't doing that.
I like the fact that you old man.
Like in your 60s or 50s. I mean, you ain't trying to do nothing with that sperm. Now, if you're a young man.
50s, you can say an old man.
You're a baby.
I see men, you know, with their little. Is that your grandson? No, that's my son. How old are you? 76.
As a girl that doesn't want to get pregnant. But I think it is now young guys about the bacon. Now, you know, your mama was correct when she said, eat your fruits and vegetables. She left out the other part because your sperm going to be strong as a boy.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and David Korn, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Korn. As the fight over the government shutdown, Obamacare, and debt ceiling continue, the GOP seems split between the Tea Party Cruz wing and the more traditional wing. Who's going to win this one?
I've always been a limited government, decentralization, or in Catholic terms, subsidiary, closer to the people and getting it done. Looking at the results in the states and the so-called Tea Party governors and their economies are growing because of these policies at a greater rate than the national. So I'm with the extremists on this one.
I think this is a civil war within the Republican Party. I don't think it'll be crushed in the next election or two, but we do see the polls this week showing the Tea Party losing a lot of popular support. And I see them as being not just ideologically extreme, but sort of tactically extreme.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Inform you and have a little fun at the same time. Issues of the day that are important and relevant. There's always a spin or two that somebody else hasn't thought about, and that's the specialty here. As you understand what's going on in the world, we are the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley Steffen. He's Kenneth Kessler.
Did you forget? He's only been here eight years.
No, but you know what happens to me when I talk about Ken? Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Oh,
is
Ken
another
uses
member,
you.
And I have every once in a while I have to stop and think because it's KK, and it's a good thing that they aren't together because it'd be KKKK, and if one of them was missing, it'd be just KKK, and we all know we couldn't have that. So right. Anyway, it's KK and JH and DS.
Yes.
And you 888-302-3684. All right, so we move away from bacon. Those of you who are missing. The last part of...
Not Kevin, like the real bacon.
No. Bacon can harm a man's fertility. That is something that occupied a little...
Let's give it to Kanye West. More bacon for you, Kanye.
So there's no more north or south or east. At 888-302-3684, you can comment on things that are going on in the world, the shutdown and its aftermath. There are a lot of other things. You couldn't figure that out, though, by going to facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. It's still a lot about the aftermath of the shutdown, isn't it, Kenny?
It is, although on Facebook I did just repost the video we were enjoying a little while ago.
Of Screaming Jay Hawkins. Yeah, you'll want to see that at DougSteffen.com. Let's see if people are commenting on that. 888-302-3684. Two Washington, D.C. radio stations have pulled ads paid for by a group calling on the NFL to change the name of the Washington Redskins. You guys talk about this on Friday?
We did not.
All right. The ad scheduled to air on WJFK, which is a sports talk. Say it again there. A sports talk station. And station that's a rhythmic oldie station, WPGC-FM, was paid for by the Oneida Indian Nation. The spot called for Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the team's nickname, which it's had since 1933. Now, I wonder, Evan, how clever you are. See if you can find, if I could ask you to do this ad. I don't mind running it. We heard on, WTNT in Washington? I just want to hear what the ad's all about. By changing his team's name, Mr. Snyder can create a better historical legacy for himself, one of tolerance and mutual respect, not of racial epithets. Now, that's part of the ad's script. Native Americans do not want their people to be hurt by such painful epithets. We just want to be treated as what we all are, Americans. So I saw this yesterday in the Washington Post, as a matter of fact. The fellow runs the CBS Radio Washington cluster said in an email to the Oneida Indian Nation that, quote, based on the amount of on-air debate, adding paid commercials from one side is not something that we think is beneficial for this discussion and for our audience.
He didn't take the money, huh?
Did not take the money. That's pretty unusual for a radio guy not take the money. I would have taken it.
But isn't there also, I mean, there's a rule with political stuff that you have to do equal time, right?
No.
Not
isn't anymore.
There?
No. Used to be. The fairness
anymore,
doctrine?
No.
No, not anymore.
Oh, that's right. We repealed the fairness doctrine.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was only a few
years. Thanks for listening
now.
To Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that.
Anyway, there are...
Hopefully we forget.
Yeah, right. Or we didn't know to begin with. So the Indian Nation spokesman is Ray Halliburton. He said it's unfortunate and un-American that a station permits the team to slander Native Americans. Do you realize how ridiculous this is? Using these words to just inflame people so some small group gets what they want. And that's how it works these days. You know, think about what was done. Like or not like what Rush Limbaugh said about Sandra Fluke. Mm-hmm. How many years ago is that? Like two and a half years ago now. Whatever
yeah.
he called her, the impact that it had on listeners and advertising revenue was it's just outrageous, frankly. I've said many times on the air, it cost me and continues to cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in advertising revenue from this program because of what Limbaugh said, because stations have just said, we don't want any more controversial programming. We don't even want talk programming. We just want to have music on. We want to support programs and stations that play music. Never mind that the ads don't work on music stations. That's not important. Advertising works 10 times better on spoken word formatted stations like the station that's carrying this program for the most part, although I am on some music stations, but for the most part...
It works better. Return on investment advertising works better on talk. Branding messages usually work better on music formats.
Right, exactly. All right. So anyway... The market manager explaining he didn't run the ads. The group has been running a Change the Mascot campaign aimed at Redskins owner Dan Snyder, who they're pushing to change the name of the team. The issue has been heavily debated on the sports station. They think they can provide a good balance of discussion and opinions and context. See, well, this is what the general manager said. I disagree with him. I wouldn't do it that way. I would just let these spots air, and then afterwards, you do what you want with it. You rip them apart, tear them apart, have a conversation about it. It doesn't have to be disrespectful. It just is. It is an issue that has been contrived by people who apparently have a lot of time on their hands. I see no benefit to this at all. That's just my... from my perspective, looking at this thing, it's a lot of nonsense. And if somebody who is a member of that nation wants to have a conversation with us about it, you are more than welcome. Encouraged, in fact. Because I'm sure we would learn something from you that we don't know. 888-302-3684. Having said that, time to move on. How did the shutdown affect you? Anybody figured out what really has happened? There are about three angles to this still. One of them, the fact the problem wasn't solved.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, the individual stories of people who had that 16-day vacation. And then the silly speculation. There was an Associated Press story that was floating around about the impact. This was an op-ed. I don't know if it's an op-ed piece or whether... I'm not sure how I would take the information that I saw that was skewed by somebody who was trying to promote a big government agenda and doing a pretty good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow's name is Don Babwin, who writes the following for the Associated Press. Appeared in a lot of newspapers over the weekend. He writes, "Our food was a bit less safe. Our workplaces were a bit more dangerous. We had more risk of getting sick. Children's homework, tougher to complete. The shutdown may have seemed like a frustrating squabble, but it crept into our lives in small ways, from missed vegetable inspections to inaccessible federal websites."
Oh, give me a break.
"I want to have you hear
I'm listening.
This guy's thinking.
Listening.
So how did the shutdown alter your daily routine? That sausage patty on your breakfast plate was less safe because meat inspectors didn't check it out. The FBI, considered essential, did stay at work, but federal workers who inspect all of the things that are on your plate, like berries and eggs, were furloughed. The FDA, which last year conducted 21,000 inspections of state agencies, which were conducting, listen to this, 21,000 inspections of state agencies and agents who conduct these inspections. So remember the time I told you on the air at my barn where there were four layers of government that had come to check on what was going on with milk inspections? The FDA sent an inspector to check on the state inspector, who was there to check on the local inspector, who was there to check on the driver of the truck that picked up the milk. Do you remember when I told you that?
Mm-hmm.
That was
I do.
Maybe a year or so ago.
Yep. Yeah.
These clowns falling all over each other, and you're paying for all of it. And basically, what this person puts forth in this article about what you didn't have was what you didn't have 20 or 30 or 40 years ago before the government grew like an octopus.
Right.
And by the way, the FDA has 1,600 meat inspectors. There are reports on top of reports on top of reports of what really goes on. I know because I've been in a meat packing plant, and I've seen, now you can say, well, that's just one of the 1,600. The guy comes to work in the morning with four newspapers. He spends the day reading the newspapers, sitting in an office, and when he's done with the four newspapers, he goes home. Now, is that everybody that works on a meat inspection line? No. But why should there even be one? And those stories are notorious in the agriculture business. There were all these inspections that were planned and put off. What happened before we had inspectors and inspections, I say? Here's some woman who's quoted, a mother of two, who went to buy fruits and vegetables in a market. She said, quote, "It's crazy because the FDA sometimes finds bacteria." The FDA wouldn't know a bacteria if they stumbled over it. They never get involved until somebody gets sick.
Mm-hmm. Here's an idea. Cook your meat.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't cook, don't eat raw stuff. You can decide that yourself. A seafood importer near Los Angeles didn't have seafood inspected because there was no inspector. Any reports of anybody getting sick from seafood this weekend in Los Angeles, Jennifer?
No, I didn't hear a one.
No.
Sure, there might have been.
At the warehouse, factory, other work sites, young minorities exposed to racial slurs by her boss. That would have been taken care of by the feds. If the feds had been around, there'd have been no racial slurs last week. Do you know how stupid this all is? We need the federal government to come in and keep people who are ignorant from calling other people names. That's basically what this says. If you're an ignorant son of a bee, you're going to call people names whether the Fed is around or not. Then, by the way, there's a branch of OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that deals with this sort of bullying on the job. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Wait just a second. Air traffic controllers were on the job. The people that inspect the track, federal government, went around to inspect the track. Any train derailments last 2 weeks?
I didn't hear about any.
No, I didn't either.
If no, something... They save those for when those guys are on the job.
That's right. Give them something to do.
Oh, my God. On the last day of September, an empty CTA train rumbled down the tracks and crashed into another train. The National Transportation Safety Board couldn't send investigators. Really? Well, but that would that have stopped the crash? And the reason there was a crash is because somebody put the train in gear and got off the train.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the same. Remember that movie, was it Runaway Train? And then there was the other thing, Denzel Washington, Chris Pines was in.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. So that would have been stopped if the feds had been around, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The CDC, that is the, what is that? The
Center for Disease Control,
right. Mm-hmm. Cut its staffing at quarantine stations at 20 airports and entry points, raising the chance that travelers might have entered the country carrying disease and gone undetected. Really? That happened? The best one is the homework one. Children learned the meaning of a shutdown when they got home and booted up computers to do their homework. From the U.S. Census Bureau to the NASA website, they were greeted by alerts the government was shut down. So what the hell happened to going to a book and looking up stuff that didn't require a computer or a website?
Here's we don't have those anymore. I'm telling you, we've become sissies. We just need the government for
this
everything.
Points out, that's the idea.
Well, that's so much BS because I can't imagine what government websites kids would be going to.
I know.
If they needed something for homework, they would go to Wikipedia.
Most of the government websites don't work anyway. Look at Obamacare websites. They don't even work. Come on.
You know, we did some math on that in the last hour, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The success of the first week or two of the Affordable Health Care Act, $673 million for websites, 476,000 signed up. So that means it cost $14,000 per to sign up for the web.
It's a joke. They should be ashamed of themselves.
They
That's
ought
a
to
joke.
Be ashamed of themselves. All right, where are we? Looks like it's, excuse me, I'm running out of
steam
oxygen here. It's 12. I better call in some government inspector to find out what's wrong with the air in my studio. Get me an inspector, please. Evan, call an inspector right now while we listen to these commercials.
New York Times bestselling author John Grisham.
It's still fun to piece together a legal thriller, a very suspenseful book with maybe a surprise ending or surprise character.
Now, nearly 25 years since you wrote A Time to Kill, John Grisham takes you back to where it all began with Sycamore Row.
I was not prompted to write Sycamore Row. It was a long time coming. And, you know, you put it all together before you write it. You outline it and you say, okay, how much am I going to reveal to the reader and at what point? And how can I keep the suspense going? And how can I keep the pages turning? And that is still just a whole lot of fun. It doesn't take a lot of work. I mean, in the course of a year, it doesn't take a lot of work. And it's what I do. If I didn't write, you know, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what else I would do. There's nothing else I can do to fill that gap each day. I'd, you know, probably drive my wife crazy if I didn't go off to the room and write a little bit.
John Grisham takes you back to Clanton, Mississippi, where two families bound by a devastating legacy are about to have their day in court. Sycamore Row, the electrifying new legal thriller by John Grisham, the New York Times best-selling author's most powerful novel yet, filled with all the Southern character and courtroom drama that made A Time to Kill a timeless classic. Sycamore Row by John Grisham, now available wherever books are sold from Doubleday.
Okay.
Yo, Adrian.
Did Gwyneth Paltrow have an affair, and do you care? Wow. Now, it seemed to me we talked once about these two. She's married to Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Right.
And I thought they had, like, an open marriage, like Will Smith and his wife.
Yeah, you told me that. But then there was a big piece about how she had never cheated on her husband that came out and that they had a good relationship, but it wasn't always easy. Now, she's very unhappy because Vanity Fair is planning this expose about her. According to the New York Post, Gwyneth Paltrow is upset because she found out researchers are digging into rumors she had an affair with Jeff Sofer, who's a Miami billionaire. He's now married to model Elle McPherson.
Really?
Mm.
No. How could that have happened? They're just friends. Nothing wrong
with
that.
Couple of glasses of wine.
Yeah. 51 after.
Spaghetti.
On good day.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I and you listen with great interest in Shelley Palmer's discussion today about Facebook. Facebook has changed its privacy policy to let those of you who are under 18 post under the public privacy settings for the first time. Shelley Palmer here, helping you succeed in this world of ours that is so connected. With that information, and I'll have a little info for you as well as we continue here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot, and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Pre-finished hardwood from just 159. Plus, get special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals are gone.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Facebook recently changed its privacy policy to let users under 18 share their posts publicly for the first time. In the past, the most public their posts could be was friends of friends. Teens will have to opt into public sharing, and when posting publicly for the first time, they'll see a dialog window that asks, "Did you know that public posts can be seen by anyone, not just people you know? You and any friends you tag could end up getting friend requests and messages from people you don't know personally." Facebook made this switch as it tries to take on other social media sites like Snapchat, Tumblr, and Twitter, none of which restrict how young users can share. The change was also brought on because younger celebrities want to publicly share with their fans from their personal Facebook pages. The updated policy is live now, so it's a good time to double check with any teens at home on Facebook that they know exactly who they're sharing with. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
An official message from Medicare.
It's that time of year again.
Football season.
Medicare open enrollment season, October 15th through December 7th. Time to compare plans, see what's new.
But
I like what I have.
You don't have to change, but it's always good to look. You could find better coverage, save money, or both. Where are you going?
The game?
The computer.
Okay.
Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Now's the time.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand. Actually, two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
All right, so I'm at ShellyPalmer.com for those of you who want to play along at home.
Mm-hmm.
Overviewing what he says is it's Apple's commitment to user privacy in the wake of the NSA surveillance scandal. Apple says that the end-to-end encryption protecting its iMessage instant messenger service is so secure that even the company itself cannot decrypt it. Security outfit Quark's Lab disputed that, arguing that Apple could intercept iMessage communication if it wanted to. It may be that it doesn't want to, but it does have the ability to do that. Apparently, there was a white paper presented on Thursday of last week at the Hack in the Box conference.
Great tacos, by the way.
Great.
That refuted what Apple said. The Hack in the Box conference. God love them. Isn't it great? The Hack in the Box conference. Don't worry, folks, using Apple. They're not going to do anything bad.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And another Rite Aid benefit? Wellness 65 Plus. Members get 20% off the first Wednesday of every month on almost everything in the store. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.